Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama said Sunday his government will vigorously enforce sanctions against Iran's ballistic missile program after enacting new measures against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to the banned missile activity. The announcement came a day after the U.S. agreed to lift sanctions related to Iran's nuclear program under an international deal reached in July, and hours after confirmation that several Americans held in captive have been released. Portland State University scholar Peter Beckhold tells VOA the Iran deal is a good one and that it comes with a domestic component.
In this case, both in Iran and in the United States, there are hardliners in Iran, there's a moderate president, and the supreme guide, Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has to balance the two. Similarly, in the United States, as we all know, we have an administration that at the top very much believes in diplomacy rather than brute force in dealing with Iran and some other countries. And we have an opposition, especially among people running for the White House later this year, who seem to be much more hawkish.
Middle East scholar Peter Buckhill. The White House issued a sharply worded statement Sunday saying it condemns in the strongest terms attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people and wounded scores more overnight Friday. Statement also warned that acts of terrorism will not stop the U.S. from helping to improve health care and increase economic opportunities in Burkina Faso and elsewhere in the developing world. This is VOA News.